Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Coaching Conversations. This is your host and life coach, Shawn Marie Chakowski, and I have a very special guest. We have Molly back again. Hi, Molly. How are you? And help me.
Hi.
Correct my.
Yes.
Hi, Molly
Wenzel.
And Molly and I are both, we align in our work. We're both intuitive life coaches and also Reiki practitioners, masters. I'm not sure what the level is, but we work with energy and we are here to serve. And today our conversation is going to revolve around courage. And I know, Molly, you suggested it. I said, let's do another show together. And you said, I would love to talk about courage. So can you tell me a little bit what drew you or how courage resonates with you or in your life?
Absolutely, yes. So courage has been one of my core values. It wasn't something I've always had developed in myself. I had to develop it over time, just one difficult conversation or one difficult choice at a time, which led me to believe that everybody can do this. So even if you're a quote-unquote people pleaser or doormat like I used to be, it is completely possible to change the entire course of your life just by being brave and by having courage. And I fully believe that anybody who dives into their mind and their emotional wounds and their issues that have been causing them pain and misery, they have the most courage compared to people who are just on autopilot and not quite sure how to dive in. So courage is really the catalyst for my entire path. So I think it's really important to share with people that I still have fear and I still have doubts and I still have a lot of anxiety, but my courage allows me to push through and do what I need to do to help people.
Beautiful. You brought up a big word that when I hear courage, and I think it goes a little bit hand in hand, it's the word fear.
Yes.
I think that's where fear is a beautiful element that we can draw in courage. I always say if you can work in union with these concepts. But in the face of fear, I found that to take courageous action, it's to move forward, getting over the gap of where you are and where you want to be. What I love when you did the write-up, which I want to see if we can dive into this because I see this in the life coaching aspect, but you said courage to be the person you're meant to be. Or who you, who you are in this world, and to do it unapologetically. I just love that. And if maybe we can have our conversation, and that I hope we can help empower people to tap into their courage, or maybe even reassure them that, you know, in there that who you are is almost that energy of maybe cheerleading you to take courage to present that
yes.
in the world. Yeah. Any thoughts on that? Mm-hmm.
Yes. So my path has been windy and rocky and unpredictable at times. And sometimes a lot of times people don't understand my choices. And so
right.
When I say it takes a lot of courage to be who you are and to be unapologetically who you are, it means not backing down when people question your choices and being secure in yourself when people are throwing negativity and doubt on you just because they're too scared to do what you're doing. This world is really big on conformity and you need to have what I have and I want to have what you have. And it really fosters a lot of low self-esteem and anxiety and depression because we're pressured to be different. But only if we follow the crowd, if that makes sense.
Like it's
weird duality. Yes, like you can't win. And so that
right.
used to beat me down. It used to beat me down that I can't win no matter what I do and who I help and how I improve. Somebody has something to say. And now I understand that those things just don't matter. Everybody's going to have something to say, so I need to be secure in myself. And just do what I have to do. And it took a while to be able to even face my family with the changes that I've made because I was scared that they wouldn't accept the changes and face my friends of like who used to know me a certain way and now I'm completely different. Are they still going to stand by my side? And those things are still issues in my life, but I choose myself first. I always stay in alignment with me. And if somebody doesn't agree with that, that's fine. I let them go. And if somebody chooses to accept me as I am, that's just a bonus, because I need to be able to look myself in the mirror and be okay with me. And so that's really where the courage comes from, of really just looking myself in the eyes and say, am I doing what I should be doing? Do I still have my integrity? Do I still have, you know, my own courage, my own standing within myself? And that's all that matters at the end of the day with courage. Courage allows me to have that mindset.
Beautiful. Can I stand off of that? It took me to a lot of places. So let's see if I can formulate them in words. But
yes.
Okay, so I want to go with that, because I do coach a lot of people, and it is that fear gap, and it does present itself quite a bit when we're trying to make change, transformation, or maybe even speak our truth. You are correct. Mm-hmm. You did say that sometimes your inner circle and the people surrounding you do not want to change. If you're changing, you're changing their reality, and they may or may not have the best interest, but yeah, sometimes out of fear or whatnot, they will try to write with the negativity or not be as supportive or not fuel that courage in you. I always say when I became a life coach too, Molly, same thing. I didn't tell my family. I needed that support. You know, I found a coach too to help me go over the gap. But where I wanted to come with is that fear and that conformity and the social norms, that's real. Just as in primitive days when, you know, we want to stay in a tribe for survival. As children, we have to look for our parents and our teachers. And you're right. In the way they try to have us follow the rules, it is conformity. And I do think, Molly, I think when we do conform for so long that sometimes that who we are gets a little dimmed or not mm-hmm. as loud. When you brought up the courage to be who you are, and I think that courage to be able to, again, tap into your intuition and that voice and just be able to stand in your light, that, you know, that courageous action to get you there. But sometimes with aligning, when you get to the other side, you see that it that energy is there. It's always there. I don't know. Just to extend off that. I went a bunch of places, and I feel it's very powerful what we're talking about, because not only is it courageous, you know, we're talking on a deep level. You know, even the smallest actions in your best interest, you know, being able to say, hey, what is in my best interest, instead of listening to all outside voices all the time, because they can be pretty loud.
Yes, and we're taught to only listen to them. We're not taught to follow that gut feeling or, you know, really just trust our own knowing. We're taught that we need data and we need to analyze and we need logical answers. And unfortunately, that's led us to some pretty bad places. So I think a lot of people don't understand how much wisdom they have within themselves, because they're taught to doubt, taught to listen to outside instead of inside. So really, I think people like us just want to show people the way to navigate their inner world and still be able to be a normal part of this world as well. You can be both. You can have both.
Beautiful. And you said it's never too late. I love that. It's never too late to change, to forgive, start over, apologize, or be happy. I think sometimes we shut ourselves down when we start thinking in that vibration. To have the courage to be and to bring that energy in to start manifesting things in your life.
Yes. If you wouldn't mind me sharing a little bit of what I shared with you, my own path was people from my childhood would not recognize the person I am today. People from high school wouldn't. People from college wouldn't, because I constantly was able to look at my own actions and see where I needed to make things right and where things needed to change, because I wasn't happy or I wasn't the greatest person or I, you know, hurt a lot of people. And I think a lot of people don't give themselves enough credit and don't give themselves the chance to make things right and to be happy because of that fear of that person won't forgive me or people won't accept me as I am because of my past. They'll think I'm a fraud or they'll think I'm fake. And I've chosen time and again to like dive into that discomfort of looking at my past actions and understanding where I went wrong and what I need to do to fix it, And every time I thought I couldn't get through it, or I couldn't look that person in the eyes, or I couldn't look myself in the eyes. And something, I guess that courage just made me do the right thing and apologize when I needed to apologize, even if the action had occurred, you know, 5 years ago. And my courage has allowed me to look at my mistakes right in the face instead of push them away or avoid them or try not to think about them. And by having the courage to look my past self in the face and recognize the mistakes I've made, and instead of letting them control me anymore, looking at them directly gave me the control back and gave me the courage to apologize and to change and to stop hiding just because I didn't think people would accept me based on my past. So if you're keeping yourself small because of your past mistakes, you have to have the courage to go into those mistakes and really look at them and observe them and see their cause and effect before you can move forward. And courage is the number one thing you need to look at it, because it's not easy recognizing where you messed up and how many people you hurt and the consequences of your actions. But it's necessary to grow and to move forward and to be who you need to be.
Beautiful. I always say, if we can put a little coaching spin on there, when I work with people, I'm like, okay, we all kind of understand the vibration of fear. Most people do when it comes to making change. Like, I'm like, okay, great. Now, instead of it being a resistance, you know, a resistor, let it be, you become friends with it and understand that every time that you get the vibration of fear, it is an opportunity for growth. Because no matter what, if you're trying something new, there is an element of uncomfortableness regardless, because you're coming out of the comfort. You're coming out of the comfort. And here it is. You have your friend to walk along with you to get past through this fear, and that is your new friend of courage. If you can come in alignment and realize, sometimes I feel as if putting yourself in a little bit of these moments of fear base is an opportunity to build your courage. So even the tiny little adjustments in life can sometimes build up to those big moments where you do totally step into your light.
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
No, go right ahead, Molly.
I'm going to share that courage seems like a big word, and brave seems like a big word, and it seems like it's only required for big changes. And I think it's really important to share that just a few weeks ago, I finally had the courage to address my own self-loathing, which I did not fully see until just a few weeks ago. I did not understand how much work I still had to do because I was too scared to look at it. And the self-loathing came from childhood of being a kid and having people kind of pick on me and get other people to pick on me, but not in a traumatic bullying way, in a normal, like, sibling friend kind of way. And those small discomforts and those small emotional wounds from childhood were internalized by me and completely controlled every choice I made up till now. And I did not understand it until I had the courage to look at the real core of that wound and say, why do I feel this way about myself? Why do I make these choices again and again, even as a professional life coach? Like, you know, I should know better. But because I didn't have the courage to fully face it until now, it controlled everything. So to be brave and to have courage does not always mean quit your job and start a business or move out of the country. Sometimes it's just addressing the fact that your feelings were hurt as a kid and you chose to believe it all this time. You know,
Molly, and that blends. Yes, and thank you, because it's a beautiful way to wrap it up, because what that does, it blends what we both do, our inner work here, is when you are brave to look at these things within us, then up healing. You know, and when you heal, it doesn't have to be this courageous act, but it's just having the courage to go inward and to accept what is and to allow the process.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's the perfect way to say it.
Any final words, Molly? This is a beautiful conversation. And before we end, I just want to invite anyone listening, and thank you all for listening. If you would like to reach out to Molly and I, you can go on our website, WNYLifeCoaching.com. Molly's there. Molly, can you give everyone your direct, if I can talk today, your direct on website, please?
Sure. So my website is BeTheBalance.com. And also, just reach out to me via email if you aren't really a website kind of person, Molly@BeTheBalanceHealing.com. And I would love to talk to you about all of these things, whatever it is you're going through. I've worked through my own little traumas. I've helped people work through really big traumas, abuse, abortions, those kinds of things that are traumatic. So anything, big or small, it doesn't matter what you're going through. It just matters that you have the courage to reach out. And I just,
beautiful.
I guess the last thing I would want to say is that you have the power within you, and this world tries to tell you need to look outward for it. So your first step is just having the courage to sit in some silence and really just observe yourself, your emotions, your thoughts. Just observe. Have the courage to just take a look, and it starts there. So if all you can do right now is just observe, that's fine. Just take that first step.
Beautiful. Beautifully said. Thank you again, Molly. And lastly, I'd just like to leave you a phone number if you'd like to call in direct at 716-560-6552. Thank you, Molly. Thank you, listeners. Powers from within.
Thank you.